sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Up next, U.S. Senator John Hoeven.
Energy update from Washington. What's going on with the great Bakken shale play right now?
You know, working on a number of things, but primarily working to empower our amazing energy industry. So whether it's that good business climate, legal tax and regulatory climate, reduce the regulatory burden, improve the tax code, really empower that investment and help drive the growth of energy production in this country. Of course, Bakken leading the way. But then also making it easier to build the infrastructure we need, right? Mm-hmm. Not only the pipelines, but making sure that we have the roads, the rail, the bridges, and all the other things that go with energy development.
And we're going to kind of set the table a little bit because we're going to tell a story in this actual interview. This is something that Senator Hoeven, then Governor Hoeven, and I have been covering for a long time. He mentioned the UAS industry in 2005 is when he started it. I started covering it in 2007 when you guys were sending Tommy Kenville over to Israel to find out their things. So I did want to ask you about Governor Burgum's comments at the last petroleum annual meeting. There was some deer in headlights, but then there were some people nodding their head because he made some outlandish comments. You ready for this? He had a goal and a quest for the oil industry. 2 million barrels a day.
Sure.
Zero spills. Coal collaboration and then some natural gas examples too. And a lot of people thought 2 million barrels a day, what are you crazy? Zero spills. But if you understand the oil and gas industry, the technology, the infrastructure increases, he's not that far off, is he?
No, I think those are exciting ideas. And you have to have a vision and high mm-hmm. goals. Look, when I started as governor in 2000, we produce less than 100,000 barrels a day. Mm-hmm. Now we produce over 1 million barrels a day. Okay, that's an increase of more than tenfold. He's just talking about doubling, so why not, right? But seriously, we have such an innovative, creative industry here in North Dakota, in the Bakken, that I believe it's absolutely doable because the technology gets better and our ability to recover production, you know, as we go from 2% to 4%, mm-hmm. you know, it makes such a difference, both with existing production and as we develop new production.
And let's talk about those percentages, because that's the next part of this whole thing, which leads us into entrepreneurship, which is, when we first started this Bakken thing, we were at about 7% technology, mm-hmm. Give or take a little bit. And we were doing very well with the drilling, and they've identified where all the different parts are. Well, now we're at like 8, 9, 10%. I just talked to Justin Kringstead last mm-hmm. week, Lynn Helms, and there's a thing happening called refracking. It's been going on for a little while, but it's hitting more and more in the news. The reason the Bakken's going to be a five-generation play is because not only do we have new holes to punch, but the refracking's going. If we're just at that 8 to 10% of technology understanding of the Bakken, imagine what 15 is going to be. Imagine what, that's really what's happening here, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's the new technology which is not only driving more production out of the same resource, but it's also doing it more cost-effectively and more efficiently, which makes us more competitive globally. So when you do all those things, you know, we can drill more wells and do a better job of fracking and doing it at lower cost. And then as we build the infrastructure, get it to market mm-hmm. more cost-effectively and more safely. All those things make us more competitive in the global market. That attracts more investment into our energy play.
U.S. Senator John Hoeven is our guest. We're talking next about the quality of life that is happening in the Bakken right now. Last week in our weekly Bakken get-together, we had on housing as the topic. And what we found out was that the housing costs have all but like gone down 50 to 75% from what they were before. They're comparable with Fargo, North Dakota. $1,000 to $1,500 for a single-family home and an apartment to rent out there. And their wages didn't go down. So their housing is down to like 8, 10%, where the national average is 20, 25%. Watford City doesn't have a furniture store. The opportunity is now for quality of life, is what I'm saying. You've been touting quality of life right. for 2, 3 years. Talk to me about the evolution of the quality of life out there.
Well, that's very important because as the resource play grew, you know, say 2006 up to 2010, that time frame, it we grew so fast, we had to have people come in, and we didn't have the infrastructure that you're talking about. And of course, that drove up costs as well, whether it's housing, food, fuel, all the things that you have to have. Now we've really caught up in that regard, and that's what you're describing. That means better quality of life, more amenities, more access to all these services, and you know, housing and everything else at an affordable price. And that's important to understand so people can come up here for these great opportunities and bring their family.
You got to take care of your foundation, which is your house, first. And if you've got extra discretionary, the reason I brought up the furniture store, that's just one example of things that are available right now in the Bakken. And what's happening is the Bakken creates little micro booms, I call them.
I knew a guy that started with a food truck out there back in the day.
Can you believe a food truck ends up with...
and then he became a media mogul.
Got half, quarter million followers and 30 public...
See, that's how it starts with entrepreneurship. You never know. That's a great example.
It really is, you know, and what the way we've been able to grow it, really, and that's what these a million cups are all about. Mm-hmm. You heard so many success stories, and when you talk about technology, we're talking big data, we're talking UAS industry. Mm-hmm. I wrote down your anchors because that was great. Wahpeton, North Dakota, they've got some UAS activity going on down there, which is an anchor of the industry. Grand Forks, same thing. And then almost like a little hammock because you got all this NDSU analytics being developed and all these little startups here because Fargo really is the hub.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day. Talk to me about the UAS technology.
Well, that's what you heard. I mean, we talked about tech entrepreneurship today. You probably heard from 30 different entrepreneurs who are doing great things. Matter of fact, you need to come sometime and tell your story at 1 Million Cups. This is the largest 1 Million Cups in the country, which means young entrepreneurs doing great, innovative, amazing things. And so that's what we're talking about, is really driving that tech entrepreneurship, combining that with being an absolute leader in the country in unmanned aviation. When you look at the Odegaard School of Aviation up at the university and all the things we've done with our Northern Plains test site, we can do things here that no one else can do. For example, one of the things I'll talk about this afternoon at Drone Focus is that we worked to get funding for what's called a DASR 11 radar, which is installed at the Grand Sky Technology Park, so that we can fly unmanned aircraft beyond line of sight without a chase plane. You can't do that other places. And now we're installing the DASR 11 radar here at Hector Field.
Okay.
So we now have a radius of more than 70 miles where we can fly these unmanned aircraft without chase planes, giving all of these tech entrepreneurs an opportunity to now interface with what we're doing in unmanned aviation led out of the Grand Sky Technology Park, one-of-a-kind technology park, on the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Like you say, we have a manufacturer in Wahpeton that's actually building aircraft. So, I mean, this is how it all comes together in terms of really driving technology, which I call the third wave of development for North Dakota.
To listen to the full-length interview with U.S. Senator John Hoeven or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
As we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland, let's walk on, baby.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman, the baddest snowman in the whole damn town. Yeah, later on. Inspire as we dream by the fire, face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland, let's all frolic and play.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
We'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Face unafraid, the plans that we've made, walking in a winter. let's all frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Oh, let's go walking in a winter wonderland.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
Yeah, I mean, this guy gets people laughing. He gets people thinking. He's somebody that challenges and inspires. And what I think is so beautiful about Eric is he's real. I think the number one thing that I look for in speakers when we bring them into our platforms is that they're that person 365 days a year. Eric is not just a speaker on a stage. That's who he is at the grocery store. That's who he is when he's at the mall. But Eric is somebody that lives his values each and every day. And I think we can all respect that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.